You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent. Match with them, thanks to Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And Song Exploder listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Song Exploder. Terms and conditions apply. I wanted to revisit an episode about one of my favorite songs from 2021, Black Dog by Arlo Parks. A few months after this episode originally came out, Arlo Parks won the Mercury Prize for Album of the Year. She was also nominated for two Grammys, Best New Artist and Best Alternative Album. Since then, she's released a new album called My Soft Machine, and she's going to be on tour this spring. So here's Arlo Parks on Song Exploder from back in June 2021. Before this episode starts, I want to let you know that the song being discussed is about someone who's alive and well today, but was going through a period of depression and anxiety. Both the song and the interview allude to suicide, so please be careful before listening. If you're thinking about suicide, or if you have a friend who is, or if you just need someone to talk to right now, you can get support by calling the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-8255. Or you can text HOME to 741-741, which is the crisis text line. If you're outside the U.S., check out the list of international hotlines at suicide.org. I'll link to all of this on the Song Exploder website and in the episode show notes. Arlo Parks is a singer and songwriter from London. In January 2021, she released her debut album, Collapsed in Sunbeams. It hit number 3 on the UK charts, and she won this year's Brit Award for Breakthrough Artist. Last year, NME called her song Black Dog the year's most devastating song. In this episode, she breaks down Black Dog, which she made with producer Gianluca Buccellati.
But I call him Luca.
Here's Arlo Parks on Song Exploder.
My name is Arlo Parks. I started working on this song when I was still at school. I was 18 at the time. And I remember coming to this apartment that my manager actually had in central London and working on the song with Luca. At the time, I had been listening to Carrie and Lowell by Sufjan Stevens. I had been writing all these little demos on guitar, and I wanted to create something that had this minimal guitar-based feel. And I arrived at the apartment, and Luca just started working on this very minimal guitar loop with those repeated chords. I was like, oh, this is exactly what I wanted, and I didn't even have to tell you. The way that I like to work is starting from, whether it's a synth or a piano or a guitar, it has to be sparse. There can't be too much going on around it, otherwise I lose the thread. And I immediately felt transported. It seemed like there was this real sense of melancholy, this real sense of nostalgia. And because it was so sparse and so minimal, it felt like it provided the perfect backdrop for going into lyrics that were quite complicated and dark. I was going through a lot at the time and just all kind of spilled out of me in that moment. The song surrounds my best friend. You know, we'd been friends since we were 14. We met in Spanish class, and she was really struggling with deep depression and anxiety, and seeing her struggling was really kind of putting this sense of heaviness in my heart, and I didn't know how to help her. And I wanted this song to kind of speak about what she was living, but through my eyes. I have found this poem that I'd written kind of about her situation, and that formed the foundation, I guess, of the song.
Would you be open to reading the poem?
Yeah, of course. You promised you'd be there in the morning, and I only half believed you, because last time you said that, you almost weren't. I should have forgotten that by now, but I remember. There has always been a part of you, some little agony, smooth, hot, and painful, something that I could not touch. I hear the smile in your voice today, though, a loose string of dark red silk, so soft, faint, and rare. Where did it come from? For months, it seemed the curtains were always closed. It seemed like you were always angry at me and tired of yourself. It seemed like you wouldn't survive this. Ignoring the jewel of hope behind my right eye, rolling over onto your side to crush a tear with the side of your wrist, like a tiny blue flower. We were all so scared. I think I'd written that poem maybe a week before. For the past month, I think, you know, things had been really bad and I'd been writing about it a lot. But I guess I had this fear surrounding putting it in a song. It was something that felt very private and very painful. But at the time, I was thinking about Alice, and it just felt like the right moment, because I felt like I was really in it, and I wanted to be honest, and I wanted to speak about what I was living. And for some reason that day, there was some kind of alchemy, and I was like, okay, I'm going to try and sing about this. I heard the chords, and I was kind of singing the melodies in my head. And that line, "I'd lick the grief right off your lips," popped into my head.
I'd lick the grief right off your lips.
It's that idea of I would take that pain onto myself if it would free you in some way, if it would make you feel better. And immediately I was thinking to myself, okay, I'm going to create a verse that feels very dense. You know, I'm going to fill it with imagery, and I want it to feel almost overwhelming. I want to kind of pack it with as much rich content as I can. And then I was trying all these different things, and then I thought to myself, actually, no, maybe it needs space.
Sometimes it seems like you won't survive this. And honestly, it's terrifying.
So I was pacing around the room, just kind of writing in my head and humming to myself as Luca kind of laid down the drums and the bass. It was almost like building a body, you know, the bass gave it feet and the drums gave it bones. And then the synth, I mean, it sounds very wishy-washy, but it almost felt like the soul. It almost felt like that thing that you can't quite grasp. And as the elements were added, I found it very exciting, because something that I had probably initially envisaged as just guitar and voice gathered this real body to it, and it felt like it really supported the idea and the way that I sang things. And that's why I really love working with Luca, because we both have a very similar sense of when we need to add things and when we don't. So I really trusted the way that he went with it. And then I went into the pre-chorus, I guess building up the picture of that sense of desperation. I would do anything. Let's go here. Let's do this. I want to get you out of this somehow.
Let's go to the corner store and buy some fruit. I would do anything to get you out your room. Just take your medicine and eat some food. do anything to get you out your room.
Being economical with my language is something that makes me a better writer because I'm forced to go right to the heart of what I mean. For me, it was about going to the core of the friendship and that idea of care. It was like, I would do anything to get you out of your room, and I remember saying those words to her as well. I saw this cartoon that described depression as this dog that you carry around with you, and sometimes it bites and it's a bit feral, and sometimes it sleeps or creeps up on you when you're not expecting it. And then the last frame of the cartoon is all these different people in the park with their different dogs following them around. And I guess there was that notion of, you know, you're not alone. And it gets to this point also where the person has learned to kind of tame their dog and learned that doing meditation or going for walks, the dog ends up sleeping for most of the day, and that kind of gradual progression to this positive message, I don't know, it just spoke to me. And I remember writing down that phrase, black dog, in my notebook. And as I was flicking through the book to find the poem that I knew I wanted to base the lyrics about, then I remember just seeing that briefly. And then when Luca asked me what I wanted it to be called, that just made sense.
I take a jump off the fire escape. To make the black dog go away.
I love when vocals feel like they're intimate, when it feels like they're almost being sung into your ear. I want it to feel like I'm sitting beside you as I sing. I remember recording this with a lump in my throat on the verge of tears. And so it wasn't so much of a performance, it was more just like, I'm in this right now. You know, when I write a song, all the emotions bubble to the surface and come out through my voice.
Alice, I know that you are trying, but that's what makes it terrifying.
The backing vocals are always the last piece of it, so I added BVs on the chorus to create something that felt very soaring and gooey and free, juxtaposed with that drum beat that felt quite plodding and grounded.
It's so cruel.
I think, honestly, that higher "it's so" is like one of my favorite backing vocals that I've ever done. And I remember just going high up in my register for that moment, and it just felt right.
It's so cruel.
Wanting to be somebody's guardian angel and just swoop them out of whatever they're feeling, but kind of knowing deep down that it's not possible. And then we just sat back and played it really, really loud on the speakers. And I felt like this weight had been lifted. I felt this sense of stillness.
What your mind can do for no reason.
At the end of the song, there's this distorted guitar lick, and the song slowly fades away into the distance. I'm a big fan of the fade out. It offers whoever's listening a moment to kind of breathe and take in what they've just heard. And I think I wanted it to end in a way that was quiet and gentle, almost, you know, as you listen to the song, you get transported and then you get gently dropped back down where you started. Hopefully those feelings of darkness and depression will also lift. And I guess that was my way of introducing a bit of hope into it.
And did you end up sending the song to your friend Alice?
Yeah, I sent this song to her as a text. It was something like, I wrote this for you, I wrote this about you. I had been sending her demos since I was 14, and so only felt right that I shared this one with her as well. I think the fact that now as well, she is doing so much better and is healthy and has this lust for life, I think it almost makes the song even more special to me, because it's that pain does change and it does end, and that, you know, you will get through these difficult things.
Coming up, you'll hear how all those ideas and elements came together in the final song. This message comes from Apple Card. Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply. Song Exploder is sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an independent artist, DistroKid is a great way to get your music distributed. You get unlimited uploads, and you get to keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. There are more than a million artists, including me, who have used DistroKid to get their music into all the major streaming services. Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, everywhere. The DistroKid app is now available on iOS and Android. Go to the app or Play Store to download it now. And for 10% off your first year's membership, go to distrokid.com/VIP/songexploder. And now, here's Black Dog by Arlo Parks in its entirety.
Let's go to
Visit songexploder.net to learn more. You'll find links to buy or stream Black Dog, and you can watch the music video. And again, if you're having thoughts about suicide, if you're worried about someone, or you'd like emotional support, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is available 24/7. There are some links with more information on this episode's page on the Song Exploder website and in the show notes for this episode. This episode was originally produced by me, Tini Lieberson, Casey Deal, and Kathleen Smith, with special thanks to Sally Tamarkin and Demi Adigiwebe. The reissue was produced by Craig Ely, Theo Balcom, Kathleen Smith, Mary Dolan, and myself. The artwork is by Carlos Lerma, and I made the show's theme music and logo. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. You can learn more about our shows at radiotopia.fm. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Rishi Hirway, and you can follow the show at Song Exploder. You can also get a Song Exploder t-shirt at songexploder.net/shirt. I'm Rishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest. And then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.